I will call the March 4th emergency city council meeting to order, and as always, we'll start with the pledge. And Dan, I'll let you start with the pledge.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent, thank you. And the reason for this is it's an emergency. We're going to well go out, and we're going to do the roll call, please.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Terulis.
Here.
Cornelius.
Here.
We have a physical quorum in the room.
We, and Mr. Merrick and myself are out of town for work-related business. So we're going to participate as well. I probably won't vote on this, is my guess. I hope not. I hope you guys aren't going to be that crazy tonight. So first of all, we have a well pump that went out. Is that correct, Bart?
Maybe we want to do citizen comments first just to cross that off the list. So.
Yeah, no, thank you. Okay, because I don't have the agenda in front of me and I don't have it memorized, so that's perfect. Are there any citizen comments on any items on the agenda tonight? We have one item.
That's a no.
Is anyone stepping forward?
Nope.
No? Okay. Now, let's get a motion in a second, and then we can discuss it. Is that next on the agenda?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. There's no presentations or public hearings. Okay, I'm looking for a motion in a second, and Joy, will you read the motion, and then we'll get a motion second, please?
Yeah, a motion to approve a resolution authorizing the inspection of the City of Yorkville well number 9 for an amount not to exceed $31,000 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I hear a motion second. I trust you know who that was.
Yes.
My hearing's not that good to hear it all the way down here. Okay, so Bart, do you or Eric or Brad, who wants to take this over?
Eric, give a brief narrative of the issue.
Yeah, unfortunately, this happens from time to time. This is actually, I believe, the fourth time in my tenure we've had to have this type of meeting, where we have done everything we can from above ground to diagnose to see what's wrong with the well, and it appears to be there's something wrong in the pump and motor. So in order to get it up out of the ground, Lane Western gave us an emergency quote of $55,000 at first. So we asked them to break it up so we could start getting it up out of the ground quickly, because they had a well rig available over the weekend. From what I heard just now, it's near the surface. They'll pull it the rest of the way out tomorrow morning and take it to their shop. We should know by Friday what's wrong with it, and we all have our fingers crossed, because if it's the motor is bad, that's probably upwards of $175,000 to $200,000.
And are we anticipating an agenda item for Tuesday to authorize a repair, or will we not know that quickly?
May not know that quickly. I will know tomorrow. That's going to be kind of the tomorrow or Friday morning, whenever they can actually get it in their shop and tear it down.
Questions? Alderman, any questions?
If it's not by next Tuesday, are we looking at potentially running through this site this again?
Well, yes, but I'm hoping even if we get it by Friday, if we put a placeholder on put a placeholder on the meeting, that way we can always cancel it or just go forward. That way we won't have to do this again.
Make sure you're talking to the microphone, please. Any other questions or comments?
With the placeholder, can we also put like a do not exceed number?
Yeah, we'll try to craft some language and then get you
this again.
Yeah.
Unless somebody really doesn't want to fix the well.
Very true.
Is the motor being bad, and is that the worst possible scenario here, the $170,000?
$170,000 may not be the worst possible scenario if the pump's bad.
Yeah.
So there's a bowl assembly that actually pushes the water up, and then the motor that drives it. Mm-hmm. So it could be one, it could be both, it could be a bent shaft, it could be a bad bearing. It could be something as simple as, you know, a part is gone, and now it won't start that motor from down there, but we don't know until we pull it up.
All right.
We actually have feelers out to different towns and well shops to see if anybody has a spare motor so we can get it back in the ground quicker as well.
Do we
other questions?
Do we do an analysis based on
cost repair versus cost replacement?
Is absolutely.
Like, if it's like 60% of replacement that we replace versus repair?
This will be a little different. We're on year 8 of this well being in the ground, and usually it's a 10 to 12 year cycle to pull them anyway for just to check. So this is probably, you know, we'd like it to go 10 to 12 years, but at 8 years, it may be worth a redo, or if it's not, if the impellers are bad and the motor's bad, then we probably will get a new one.
Other questions? Eric, you said your fourth time in your tenure, not 10 years, correct?
That's correct. I actually finished my 30th year this Saturday.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to clarify that. And how deep is that well?
That's a little over 1,000 feet.
Okay. And that is, and what is that, the Arnson or something like that? What I prefer to that?
Oh, no, Ironton-Galesville.
Okay, I couldn't remember, something like that. Okay, excellent. Other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you. Are there any other citizen comments on anything not on the agenda?
Nope.
Okay. Do we have any other business?
Nope.
Okay. Motion and second to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you very much. I'll see you all, and everyone who's coming.